All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We've got a couple of car reviews to do. Richard, you lately, and this is a car that's pretty popular among a lot of individuals, 2024 Lexus GX 550 Overtrain. Talk about that.
It's the 550 Overtrail.
Overtrail. Sorry, that's my bad. Yeah. I knew that too. Overtrail.
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah. So 2024 Lexus GX 550. This is the all new, maybe one of the hottest cars on the market right now, Dad. Right? It's a hot item in that it is Lexus has redesigned the GX. It was getting stale. I'll just say it. They've sort of redesigned it a few times. I think they've hit the mark on this vehicle. I've got several compliments on this car, Dad. Several people commented on it, and it's one that we've been wanting to get in for a while now. So we'll jump right into it. Different trim levels, right? There's all sorts of things you can do. The Overtrail is the one that we had more geared towards the off-road. It's got a few different off-road pieces on it as far as, well, you can kind of read a little bit more about that yourself, depending on how you want to equip it.
Right.
There's a luxury version that's actually got a third row, which kind of fits into that, you know, larger SUV sort of market. But this is the Overtrail. We didn't get a chance to do that. We just had your typical kind of, I guess, it's technically a five-passenger vehicle. I will say this, Dad. It's a new 3.4-liter twin-turbo V6. It's fantastic, and they have solved some of their power problems that they had over the years that you'll talk about here in a second that were well known, right? They did a phenomenal job on it. I think it works well. It drives really well. It drives smooth. It feels smaller than it is, Dad, right? And that you get in this car and you don't feel like you're driving a large boat, because sometimes some of the large cars out there, they have that effect where it feels like you're driving a larger vehicle than you actually are.
Right.
And that's something that it just can take away from the total value of the car as far as that goes, Dad. It's body on frame, as you know, obviously it has a lot of the off-road, you know, that gives it some of the off-road capabilities. But you've seen these, you haven't driven it yet, but from what I was describing to you, they made a lot of improvements from the previous generation to this iteration.
I've not driven this car, but I like the look of this vehicle. I think they've done a really good job on it, and I've been up and close. I've sat in it, all of that. I mean, that part of it, Richard, I really enjoy, and I think Lexus did a really great job, or you know, Toyota, that's the owner of Lexus. They did a really good job on this vehicle. One thing, though, about this particular vehicle that you and I were commenting on, because I was driving a vehicle, you were driving that vehicle, and we were commenting on, you know, just everything from, you know, road noise and power and different things. But this particular vehicle, because of the roof rack, you didn't care so much, did you?
Dad, I had several people get in it. They are Lexus fanatics. That's all they basically own. And they love everything about this car except for the roof rack. And that is thing. And I'll just say it, Lexus. We had a similar vehicle. I think we had a Toyota, a Sequoia that had the similar roof rack. There's just something about the design of it that causes excess road noise or wind noise above about 50, 55 miles per hour.
That would drive me crazy, by the way.
Well, and here's the deal, Dad. On a otherwise quiet vehicle on the inside, and like I said, smooth, got a cool, you know, nice cooler box, pun intended, on the inside. You know, got really easy to use controls, which I got several compliments on. It takes away from the vehicle. Now, I think you can remove it, and so I'm not going to knock the vehicle for it, right? I think if you got the luxury trim that offers that third row seating and some other, I think you could get away from it. I just would love, because I know the reason they put it on there on the Overtrail is so that you can put some accessories and you can do some things like that with it that you couldn't do maybe standard, right? Or you don't have to buy an aftermarket accessory. I just would love it if they would engineer it better to not have that.
Yeah.
Outside of that, Dad, one of my most favorite cars that I've driven over the past number of years, this vehicle, and don't fall out of your chairs, folks, $84,575, which some of you are going to say, oh, my goodness. Folks, for a large SUV that's in the luxury market, which is what this vehicle is, that's right in line, Dad. And some could argue it's even a little bit less,
cheaper. Good point.
Than some of its competitors out there. So I love it, Dad. The fuel economy, just for folks, if you care, with the V6, it's got the twin turbo. Doesn't have a hybrid option yet, but I guess we'll see what's coming. I'll be honest, I didn't look too much into that. So 15 to 21 for an average of 17. I already gave the price point. I would really highly encourage folks, and here's the deal, Dad, if you want one of these things, you've almost got to get on a waiting list. That's how much they are in demand right now. So we encourage you, if they have one, maybe they'll let you test drive at a Lexus dealer. If they don't, still go in, check it out. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.